Wherever Greg is, I believe that the Greg will go on. Once more, Greg opens the door. I believe that the Greg does go on.
From a desk in the Yay Network Studios, where an actual radio show happens. It's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg and, of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
Hey, what's up? It's the Greg and Greg Show. I'm Greg Jake.
I am Celine Dion.
You kind of did a little bit of a Creed. Maybe you were Creed Dion?
Celine Creon?
Yeah.
Creed Dion?
Maybe, you did the how, mow, wow.
Well, I wanted to hit the high note, but I wasn't feeling it in my voice right now.
You didn't warm up properly?
I didn't warm up properly, and I feel like a little froggy in there.
You didn't do your voice calisthenics before sitting down?
My voice kegels. The Human Torch was denied a bank loan.
Is that a
unique
vocal
New York.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Unique New York.
Unique, you know, unique New York. I can't do it. I would be an awful
unique
singer.
New York. Ugh.
Unique New York.
Unique New York.
New York. Unique New York.
There you go.
It's like, try this one. Say toy boat five times as fast as you can. Ready,
no.
Go. Just do it.
Toy boat, toy boat, toy boat, toy boat, toy boat.
It's pretty good.
I know.
Most people get caught up and they start saying toy boit.
Toy boit.
That's what I do. Toy boat, toy boat. I can't.
Yeah,
do
you
it.
Already screwed up.
Why is that? What's wrong with our brains? Why can't we say things like that?
Because we're not perfect creatures. We're just human.
Things get tied up in the brain and they don't come out properly.
You know what? I think your friend Be Real would tell you it's because you're insane in the membrane.
Got no brain.
A neighbor like me is going insane.
Man, I was so geeked.
You were so excited to meet him.
And I felt really bad because I'm usually not that guy that's like, oh, can I get a picture? Like,
got
I don't
all
do
fangirly
that.
On him?
I didn't go real fangirly, but I mean, they had just walked off the stage. Mm-hmm. It was muggy. They were sweaty. Mm-hmm. They wanted to go quench their palate with a big, huge, fat bong rip. And maybe a beer and some water. And we took the picture with the actual band with, you know, Cypress Hill. And then B-Real turned around and he was right there. And I said, look, man, I don't do this, but I'm a huge fan and have been for 100 years. Can I take a picture? And he said, yeah, man. Something like that. I was trying to do it in his voice.
So it sounded like, yeah, man. That's how it sounded in your head?
Kind of. I mean, it was his voice, but I tried to get that because he kind of has a little bit of a higher pitch.
Yeah, he's got a high voice.
So he's like, but I mean, that's what he said. Yeah, man.
Like Louis Armstrong played the trumpet, I'll take that bong.
Yeah.
And break you off something.
Yeah.
What's with the cops always trying to snatch his crops? That's what I want to know.
Well, I mean, it depends on where he is now.
See.
Because from the time he wrote that song to now, if he's in Colorado, he's fine. Cops ain't snatching no crops from him there.
See, one of my favorite things to do, and this came from my old roommate Colin and his good friend Brian, is take hip-hop lyrics but make it Fred from the B-52s.
Mm.
You know, the guy that does the high-pitched thing?
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
well, he doesn't say tin roof, but
he's not the one that says tin roof. He's the one who goes, love, Shaq, baby.
Yeah.
It's like you take Ice Cube lyrics and you go like, I'm black, blacker than a trillion midnights.
It's so random.
Cops always trying to snatch my crops.
That's a funny bit. We should actually get some music and
do Fred from the B-52s doing what, like, his bit but to hip-hop lyrics.
Well, that's funny you should bring that up.
I've got hoes in different area codes.
Because you haven't met them yet, but I met the, you know, some of the side players for the Violent Femmes on Saturday, and we discussed this. Well, one of the guys,
they
Jeff,
added it up.
One of the guys, Jeff, he has his own side project called Beatallica.
Oh, I've heard Beatallica.
Yeah.
I actually have their albums.
Yeah. So Jeff from the Violent Femmes is in Beatallica.
Sergeant Hetfield's Lonely Heart Pub Band.
That's exactly right. So anyway, so we need to welcome Beatallica to Friends of Greg on the Greg and Greg Show.com.
Beatallica is pretty great. They so take, I just, they take Beatles songs yeah. and mix them with Metallica songs,
mm-hmm.
and they are fantastic.
Hey, dude.
Hey, dude. And the names of the things are combined like I've got to get you trapped under ice.
Yeah. Yeah, so they've got some greatness. So they've just become Friends of Greg, and we'll get them up on the website. And Jeff was like, hey, anytime you want to talk to us, bring it on. So,
oh, we got Violent Femmes connection.
Yeah, but more so Beatallica. Mm. That's more suited to us.
I would love some Beatallica in here.
Yeah, so we'll get some Beatallica going on. I did want to discuss the... we haven't talked about it, but now we know a little bit more of the reason why... Solange beat the crap out of JC.
I thought it was JC
from the Kid Craddock Morning Show. That would be awesome.
You know that they were making that mistake all morning and all throughout this entire thing?
What do you mean?
They've been saying, oh, and she beat up JC.
Yeah, it's just ingrained in your brain. You got no brain. Going insane.
A neighbor like me is going insane. Do you see what I did there, everyone yeah. listening at home? You take the N-word and replace it with something friendly, like neighbor.
Yeah. So, yeah, so...
What these bitches really want from my neighbor.
Beyonce's sister, Solange, got really pissed the other day
mm-hmm.
after the Met Gala
mm-hmm.
and started throwing some bows at Jay-Z.
Kicking at him. Oh, the fight's
kicking
out.
At him.
About to punch yo. Lights out.
Started kicking at him. She started throwing punches at him. She started trying to scratch him. She
God, you grill.
She did all kinds of crazy stuff. Well, it turns out that... She was upset that he was going to go to Rihanna's after party.
So she beat the crap out of him?
Well, she said, why do you got to go to the club? And he was like, oh, you're one to talk. So that set her off.
Oh.
Because those two weren't going to go with Jay-Z to Rihanna's thing. So maybe she was trying to play little sister protect big sister. I don't know.
Maybe she's just nuts.
I think she's nuts. So anyway.
If you're second fiddle to Beyonce your whole life, and Beyonce is the queen bee.
Mm-hmm. And Jay-Z's the king bee.
The king of the world.
Yeah.
Your fiddle is so tiny.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to make up for that craziness. You've had to be second to Beyonce your whole life, and then she marries Jay-Z.
Right.
You have to be nuts.
Nobody's going to put a ring on it. Except for Jay-Z because he took her jewelry shopping to,
that's
I guess,
just a press thing.
Publicly say, oh, things are fine.
Yeah, that's just a press thing. There's no doubt about that, that's just a press thing. I just don't want Jay-Z getting beat up because I think he's a very valuable person.
He is.
I don't want Beyonce getting beat up either because she's very valuable.
They're both pretty valuable peeps.
That's a pretty strong power couple right there.
Somebody who's was once powerful, who is slowly becoming just the world's biggest douche
double
ever.
Double doucher.
Who's one of my favorite targets on the Greg and Greg show is Biebs. Have you seen this? He's accused in an attempted robbery.
Yeah, he's at the a mini golf place. Somebody was, quote, taking pictures of her. Of her. Somebody's taking pictures of him. He got all mad and wanted to steal their phone and then flipped out on them when they didn't give him the phone, something like that. And now the police are after him because he tried to just take a woman's phone.
Which you just can't do. That's theft.
Yeah.
What if she had all of her private information on there?
And nudies.
What if she had that?
She had nudies on there.
And then Justin's friend gets a hold of the phone and
twist.
He's like, oh, look what I can do. And he starts posting all this stuff
up.
He's
just posting nudies everywhere. Little Zay's are posting it everywhere. Look at this bee. It's like on Perez Hilton. There's like old school Perez Hilton. Mm-hmm. They draw things on their face.
Right. What do you think the ultimate outcome is going to be for Bieber?
It's going to be irrelevant. He's gonna be the next mess.
What do you think is gonna be the straw that breaks the camel's back for him? Like, how do you think he's gonna just fall from grace totally hard?
No, it's not gonna be a quick burnout, but it's just gonna be the slow, prolonged burnout where he just keeps getting worse and worse, and then eventually he becomes irrelevant.
He becomes Leif Garrett.
Yeah,
we start to see him on all those True TV,
and Celebrity Rehab, and all that crap that he's gonna be on for drinking his scissorp and not, like, you can't have the world handed to you at that age and not be the biggest douche ever.
I feel bad for the kid, man. He's got a lot of talent. It just sucks that he's such an idiot.
I mean, debatable. He's a very attractive boy. I'm saying, that's what he is.
Is there something else we should know?
Yes, see, I'm very attracted to Justin Bieber. Honestly, though, he's a very attractive dude.
Yeah.
That's why he gets away with all this shit. The better looking you are, the more shit you get away with.
It sucks, man. Speaking of losing your brain, got no brain, going insane. Mm-hmm. Have you seen this?
Is this going to be a bit? Are we going to call it insane in the membrane?
Yeah, it should be. Alec Baldwin, back in the news.
Mostly.
Yeah.
I've never seen anybody get pulled over on a bike in the history of the time I've been in New York.
Right.
Not once.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that this chick knew who it was, pulled him over on the bike going the wrong way. And when he was like, come on now, you know why you're doing this, she acted like she didn't.
Right.
Give me a break.
Well, that's what sent him off, because she requested his ID. He didn't have any. And he's like, look, I'm Alec Baldwin. So they cuffed him. They take him to the station. And then he starts raising hell in the station.
Oh, yeah.
Saying, you know, how stupid are these people that are pulling me over? How young and dumb are they that they don't know who I am? Like, I'm a headline. I'm a super famous actor.
He's an A-lister.
I'm on every TV, you know, like, he's on multiple TV shows.
He was, like, up for running for mayor of New York City. How do you not know who Alec Baldwin is?
Well, he was pissed about it.
I would be. If I was Alec Baldwin, more power to him. Alec, go nuts. I love insane Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, he's pretty awesome. All right, well, I think that's going to do it for our little quick segment here.
That was Insane in the Membrane.
I got no brain, going insane.
Insane in the Membrane.
Am I even singing it right?
No.
How's it go?
I mean, that is part of it.
I got no brain, I'm going insane.
Got no brain, going insane.
Okay, yeah, so I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't completely losing it. That's Sin Dog's part.
Mm-hmm. Insane in the Membrane.
At the Gulfport Music Festival announced that Be Real was the inventor of the world's largest bong.
Really?
Yeah, because they're up there like, he's like, you know my homie over there, like, he's all about smoking weed. And he's like,
and the crowd goes wild.
Yeah, of course they do. And then he's like, the inventor of the world's biggest bong. You know, and Be Real was keeping it real. He was like,
"Yee." Being real. He's
Yeah.
He just makes noises. Apparently, Be Real, when he's not rapping, just makes noises to Greg Jake.
He was a hero, and I hate to reduce him that way. So anyway, all right, go check us out on our new website, which is www.thegregandgregshow.com. And while you're there, click around. And I got to figure out how to do our blogs. I don't know that yet.
Well, you knew enough to comment on my blog.
Yeah, I just had to log in and comment on
trash
it.
My blog that was pretty much a test blog, so thanks for that.
You're welcome. All right, check it out, and boo out.
Join us next time on the Greg and Greg Show. Things will probably be just as weird.